The French. It's beyond a cliche to say they're hardly known as the friendliest people on Earth, especially when it comes to tourists. But maybe, just maybe, hundreds of years of surly superiority have come to an end. Yesterday was the first ever Paris Tourist Day, launched by the city's tourist board to try to persuade tourists they are, in fact, welcome. Joining me now to talk about this is Paul Roll of the Paris Convention and Tourism Board. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So is that, in fact, what you want more people in France to do, is say welcome tourists?
Well, I think the first subject for us is to convince our fellow citizens on the fact that tourism today is a very important activity for us. And the quality of life in our cities today depends on the number of tourists we welcome. If tourists won't be in town, we'd lose 12% of our jobs in town. Some of our museums would be closed, some of our cafes would be closed, and so on.
So what do you specifically want Parisians to do now?
We ask the Parisian to take time to give information to the visitors and as much as possible. You make use of his foreign language skills to reply to them in their language, to recommend to visitors things that he appreciates in Paris, and third, being proud of his city and one of the major tourist destinations in the world. So the commitments are not very heavy, but everything starts, obviously, with the language.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Paris, language is not English is not a number one language. French is not the international language it was 100 years ago. So obviously it is a disadvantage, and you need to add to that the teaching of languages in France is very much puts the accent on writing much more than on talking.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the French go through 6 to 8 years of English lessons, but most of it is axed on grammar. So speaking, they're quite shy. And
shy?
A language with a lot shy.
Wait, did
yes.
you say shy?
I would, and I insist on shy.
Well, let me just insist that they don't appear shy.
Yes, but I mean, do you know anyone appearing, showing himself as being weak in front of other people? I don't know many though that show themselves being weak. Now, French is a language. I mean, it has sounds that are very awkward for people speaking other languages. Whether it's the r, whether it's the u, and other things like that. Make it difficult for foreigners to speak our language and make it difficult for the French to speak foreign languages.
So you're saying it's just a misunderstanding?
There's more than it's a misunderstanding. I think that we're, first of all, this, impressions are something that is very complicated. If you take purely statistics, there's a worldwide study done by an organization called Anholt. They say that Paris is the number 3 city in the world in terms of attractivity. Number 1 is Sydney. But when that survey of 15,000 people were asked what is the city they want most to visit, Paris is number 1. When they ask which is the city they feel is a welcoming city, Paris is 52. 52 out of 60.
Oh.
So all the purpose of the day that we celebrated today was nothing more than making sure that we make the impression of those who've stayed with us, sort of that message be passed on to all those who have not come to Paris.
Paul Roll, you've been very gracious. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Paul Roll of the Paris Convention and Tourism Board. Merci.
Merci à vous. Bye-bye.